So during the CD, you've been learning about submodalities. Right the way from eliciting submodalities, doing contrastive analysis, mapping across, discovering the drivers. You've seen the demonstration of like to dislike and did an exercise on that. Taking the processes then further with the submodality belief change, change some beliefs. And then finally, we've done the swish pattern, that really great quick fix process, which enables people to get rid of minor unwanted states or behaviors. The thing for you to do now is to practice. The more submodality interventions that you can do with people, the better. So do some swish patterns with people if they've got minor unwanted states or behaviors. If there's foods that people like too much that they want to stop, then do a mapping across from like to dislike. The more you can practice, the better. As an ongoing task for you, here's an interesting thing to hone your linguistic skills and hone your sensory acuity. In general conversation, do people tell you with their gestures and their physiology what the submodalities of the internal representations that they have are? Do they tell you where the pictures are? Do they tell you how big they are? In the words that people use, do they give you indications as to what the submodalities of their internal representations are and how those submodalities are changing by the way that they use the words to talk about, inadvertently and unconsciously, their internal experience?